Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
You don't know what He's done for me. He's given me the victory. And for that, you can say you love Him. I really love the Lord. Amen. Good morning, saints of God. What a blessing it is to be amongst the living in the land of the dying, for God has said yes to us being here once again. We thank God for this opportunity we have to share this sacred space called sanctuary and worship Him virtually and in person. How grateful we are to God for another week that we may not have always done our best, but God has given us His best. And we thank God for Him being God, to all of our ministers that are here and to all of our deacons, our leaders, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank God for your presence here with us today. And we certainly thank God for His presence as He has done it again. He has given us another opportunity to give Him glory, to give Him glory. And we thank God for that. Father, we thank You now for thank You for this day, Your many blessings You've bestowed, the ways You've made, the doors You've opened. Here we are, God, in Your presence now, needing You, reaching out to You as a deer panting for water. So do we thirst after You. Lord, will You help us today? Help us to be more like Jesus. Help us, oh God. We thank You for this opportunity we have to hear Your word. Now we ask Your Holy Spirit would be the preacher. I yield myself to You, O God. Would You think with my mind, speak with my mouth, that we might say what You have us to say. Speak, O Lord, Your children are listening. Help us, O God, in this season of our lives to hold on to Your unchanging hand. It's difficult. It's tight. It's tough. It's dark. But You're still God. And we trust in Your promises, and we trust in Your presence. And we thank You in advance what You're getting ready to say and do for us in this place. Thank You, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you have your Bible, I ask that you turn with me to the Old Testament passage of 2 Kings, chapter number 7. And there the Holy Spirit has guided us. Share a word with God's people on today. We thank God for all of you, any visitors we may have with us today or first-time visitors. We thank God for Your presence here with us today. Thank You for thinking enough of Zion to make us Your worship partner today. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. And we want to commence reading at verse number 3 in a few of the following. 2 Kings chapter number 7. Glory to God. Thank You, Lord. 2 Kings chapter 7, and commencing at verse number 3, and the word of God reads thusly. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. And we shall die there. If we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the othermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. And Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the port of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. We'll stop right there. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, the word of our God shall last and stand forever. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. I want to tag this text, Life Lessons from Lepers. I want to talk about some life lessons from lepers. I want to say this to all of us as we begin this sharing today, that if I may be just as insulting as I can be one time, hopefully just one time I'm going to be insulting. We are some arrogant folks. We are some arrogant people. Truth is, if we really had something, we'd be hard to deal with. Because most of us are in bad shape now and just don't know it. We are some arrogant people. We're pompous. We're stiff-necked. We're stubborn. We're discontented. And messed up. If things were really going well in our lives, if I tell the truth today, a good portion of us probably wouldn't be in church this morning. We are some arrogant people. To go through all you've gone through this week, seen some of the things you've seen, experienced some of the things you've experienced, woke up this morning, not by your own strength, but by the hand of God, breathe breath of life into you once again, allowed you to get yourself together, brush your teeth or get your teeth off this nightstand and put them in your mouth, brush your hair, get your clothes together, go through all the trouble you've gone through to get to the house of God, and been here about 35 minutes, haven't lifted your hand, haven't told God thank you, haven't said good morning to your brother or sister, some arrogant folks. But good news is that there's some lessons we can learn today, and we need to learn how to live a victorious life. We need to learn what life is about and what life is not about. Somebody by now has learned that life has nothing to do with what you have, has nothing to do with your creature comforts, cars, clash, clothes, none of those things. But that when you don't have all that, you still have life. We're learning. I hope that today that some of us are learning by now. That life is not what you see on social media. These folks that you're jealous of and envious of on social media, that's an image. It's a picture. They're smiling in the picture. But in reality, she's stabbing him in the back. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what they had to get just to be able to get to the point to take that picture that you're jealous of. And if you're not careful, you'll start thinking there's something wrong with your life. That because you see somebody else looking like they're happy, and you can't go and be happy. Listen here, you may not be able to go to the Bahamas. Maybe all you can afford is go to Doug Demona. But the same sun that shines in the Bahamas is the same sun that'll shine in Doug Demona. Get to the side of that road, stand in front of Doug Demona, smile just like they will smile in the Bahamas. The same sun that's kissing them in the Bahamas is the same sun that's kissing you on Doug Demona. We often think that we're missing out on so much, and we're frustrated today with God. We're frustrated with our own lives. We're frustrated with things as they are. But the good news is there are some life lessons that we can learn from some lepers. You wouldn't think today that you could learn anything from lepers, because everything we've learned about lepers is that lepers are the bad guys. Lepers are those we don't touch. Lepers are those we don't deal with. Lepers are the outcasts. Lepers are those that are left out. We don't deal with lepers. Now, lest I be too long, let me say that some of us are not physically dealing with leprosy, but some of us are spiritual lepers. And we need to understand, because to be a leper has certain things that you deal with. You have some spiritual manifestations when you're a leper.
Because if lepers, according to Leviticus, lepers are those who have committed some type of sin. And what's going on the inside is starting to manifest itself on the outside. Because some unresolved issues on the inside is manifesting into scales and sores and all kinds of problems that are manifesting. Physically, it's the outward look. You just don't look right when you're a leper. You just don't smell right when you're a leper. Socially, it's a problem because when you're a leper, you're cut off from society. The lepers had to hang out outside the gate. And anytime they came in contact with a Jew, they would have to tell and confess, I'm a leper. I'm unclean. Stay away from me. Then there are financial aspects of being a leper because lepers can't get in society, so they cannot work. They cannot provide a means for themselves. So it's a whole lot of trouble when you're dealing with leprosy. Who am I talking to this morning who's been cut off from society? You're dealing with something physically. You're dealing with something financially. You're dealing with something emotionally. You're dealing with something socially. And you're dealing with something spiritually. You ain't going to say amen. You ain't going to confess it. That's all right. There's some lepers in our text that we're going to learn from today to let you know that life is not over just because you may be a leper. Life is not over just because you're in a problem, just because you're in a predicament, just because you're in a storm. Your life is not over. God is not through with you yet. There's more to your life than what you see right now. Amen. And there are some life lessons. Now, you got to stop today. Just take a few moments with me. Y'all just give me a little time. And we're all together, take off the mask. Not your real mask, because we need that for CDC. But I want you to take off the false faces. I want you to take off this spiritual, super spiritual, sacrimonious face, like you ain't got problems, like you ain't got stuff in your life, like you ain't got disobedient kids, like you ain't got an ungodly husband, like you ain't got problems at work, like your body don't feel good. I want somebody to be real. Man, if I can find 10 people, I'll be number 11 who gonna take God today and say, Lord, we need some help. I'm tired of pretending. I don't care what y'all say about me. I don't care what y'all do. I don't care what y'all meet. Lord, I need some help today.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see in just a few minutes if we're going to learn from some lepers today. In our text today, we find these four leprous men standing outside the gate. Understand that to unpack this passage, I need to have some integrity. There's a famine for the people of God. The people of God are trapped in a famine. They have been besieged, the Bible says, by King Ben-Hadad and the Syrians. He has besieged them. He has trapped them. You know why? Because he got mad at Elisha. He's mad that a word from God told him, if you don't change, things are not going to go well. That's real good right there. If I had time, I'd stay right there, but I'm not going to stay there. Because he got mad at the preacher. He got mad at the word from the Lord. Because, see, Joram, who's the king of Israel here, Joram is the son of Ahab and Jezebel. Lord have mercy. Now, yeah, I don't need to really deal too much because some stuff is just in your blood. You're taught how to fight God. Oh, it done got quiet now. You're born into messiness. And it takes a God that's going to have to change you. And Elisha speaks a word and says, and he got so mad at Elisha that he tried to send his host to camp to kill Elisha. And now the enemies, Syrians, have trapped, have besieged, have closed in the people of God. So much so they can't get in and nothing can get out. They're trapped. And it brings about a famine for the people of God. Starving. It's gotten bad. Do you hear me? It's gotten bad. You talking about pandemonium and a pandemic? There's a pandemonium and pandemic in 2 Kings chapter 6 and 7. It's a difficult time. Prices have risen. Inflation has taken about. People are starting to cook stuff they ought not cook. A donkey's head is being sold for 80 pieces of silver. Dove's dung is being sold for 5 pieces of silver. It's gotten so bad. Ask me how bad it's got. It's gotten so bad that two women made a decision. They came to an agreement. They say, we're so hungry. We're so desperate. We're so broke down. We'll take our sons and we'll boil them and eat them. Today, we'll boil your son and we'll eat him. And tomorrow, we'll boil my son and we'll eat him. And the lady went the next day and complained to the king while he's walking along the wall. And she complained, said, King, this woman messed over me.
because I done borrowed my son and ate him, and I can't find her nowhere. Can I tell you, when you are dealing with life and when the enemy is in the midst, all kind of stuff will happen. Don't you ever say what you won't do. Don't ever say what you won't go through. You never know who you're going to need. Trouble brings about some crazy stuff. Y'all so shocked because y'all are hearing this in chapter 6, but look at some of the stuff trouble done got you doing. It's some deals you've made you shame to tell. It's some people you talking to you said you never talked to. It's some of us, we thought we would always love the Lord no matter what, but life has a way of showing you you and God ain't as tight as you've been bragging about. You got all these bumper stickers. You got all these Bibles. You've been in Bible study all these years. You've been in Sunday school all this time, and your life looks jacked up from the flow up, and some of y'all right now under the sound of my voice are frustrated by your life. This is not how I pictured it. I wish somebody be real with me today. This is not how it's supposed to be. But look what happens when you let ungodly people lead you. Look what happens when you let ungodly people lead you. Look at the condition they're in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You never would think you hear mothers bawling their own children just to eat. But when the devil's in the midst and he got you focused on circumstances, you'll do some crazy stuff. Lord have mercy. Y'all looking at me like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. And if I go up and down these pews right now, these rows, there's some stuff you're doing, have done, and contemplating doing. That's why you came to church. Say, Lord, give me something else so I won't go do that no more. But they're in a famine, and they can't afford even what they don't need. The food they could eat is not even good enough to put on your plate, but they're so hungry, they'll eat dove's dung. And it's too high. They're monopolizing the economy, and God's people are affected. That's taking place today. That your government is playing games with our hunger, playing games with our needs, and making what we need unaffordable, and that we don't need more affordable. It's easier to get liquor than to get a prescription. Because people, ungodly leadership doesn't care about you being better, just care about making a profit. That's why you will find more liquor stores and more stuff that's going to destroy us than you will something that's going to make us better. Yeah, y'all don't want to talk to me now. We just think the problem is in 2 Kings 6 and 7. That's a problem even today with society as a whole. But God has sent a word in chapter 7. He says that by this time tomorrow, the same Elisha, now God is such a good God, because Elisha prayed and said, Lord, the one that he's sending to try to kill me, make him blind where he can't find me. And his life is spared, and so he's still alive to share a word. In chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, he speaks a word and says, this time tomorrow, everything's going to turn around. It's going to be affordable. You can get the barley. You can get the wheat. Everything's going to be available. It's going to get better tomorrow. Okay, y'all don't want to preach it. I'm going to try one more time. They're in a famine. They're in a difficulty. They're in a storm. Life is miserable, but a word has gone forth. And the word of God says, this time tomorrow, everything is going to be all right. It's going to turn around. I'm going to try again because y'all ain't missed it yet. It matters not what you're dealing with. It matters not what they say. When God speaks, you can bet your bottom dollar it shall come to pass. It may be tomorrow. It may be next week. It may be next year. But if God says it, I believe it, that settles it. Can I help you real quick? Don't give up yet, y'all, because God has spoken a word over your life. It was somebody spoke a word and put it over your life, over your heart, over your situation. I don't care what you feel. I don't care what the doctor said. You can't die until what God said about your life will come to pass. I wish I would praise God like I feel like praising God now. Everything he spoke over me, it will come to pass. Everything you spoke over my life will come to pass. It will come to pass. Yeah. Yeah. Sit down. Listen, y'all. You can't appreciate that till you understand what God just told you. You don't need to be out the famine for God to speak to you. You don't need to feel good for God to speak to you. Maybe God got you in a famine because otherwise you wouldn't listen to him. Maybe God got you struggling because you're moving too fast. Maybe God needed a pandemic to sit you down and hear him. You don't need stuff to be right for the Lord to speak over your life. Oh, I wish y'all would hear God. We keep hearing what the president say, what the newspaper say, what the media says. We hear everybody but God. Here's the trouble and the tragedy of this text. God speaks and nobody but one person hears it. They're so caught up in the famine, they can't hear from the Father. Who am I talking to this morning? You so busy caught up in what's wrong with you that you can't hear the one who's already brought you to this point today. What does God have to say about your life? You heard everything what they had to say. And be honest, tell the truth. I know you're going to be convicted, but you've been paying more attention to that than to him. So much so that he's spoken. Watch this. Watch this. God is not speaking about there right now. God is speaking about there not yet. Lord have mercy. God says tomorrow. You missed your shout. God says tomorrow. It's going to turn around. God says tomorrow. Wait a minute. I got a couple problems with that because I want to shout too soon. Because tomorrow lets me know, first of all, today will be over. Today has an expiration date. Y'all missed it. My problem has an expiration date. This sickness gonna stop sooner or later. This problem gonna turn around. If he told me by tomorrow, today won't matter anymore. Then, my real shout is, if he telling me something by tomorrow, that means I'm gonna experience it. I'm not going to miss out on what he promised me. Stop letting today's promises cause you to forfeit tomorrow's promises. He speaks. But the Lord of the King gets smart. Oh, I guess he can open up windows of heaven or something. One of the lords of the kings. And see, Elisha and the king of Israel is just so foolish. Yeah, I said it. A king is foolish. Silly. You're a fool if you don't hear God. You ain't no fool if you dance and stuff like that. There's just something wrong with you. I'm not even talking about people who got something wrong with them. I'm talking about folks who live like God ain't God. That's a fool. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And in this season, you ought to be a fool to live like God can't take care of you. You are living in the midst of an unexpected, unprepared for a pandemic. There's none you can cute your way out of, none you can buy your way out of, none you can color your way out of, and God is still keeping you. I don't see none of y'all broke down. I still see y'all eating. I still see you with a roof over your head, and you want me to tell me you're going to keep living like there is no God? So, the word goes forth to this Lord of the King, this messenger. He said, okay, you go see it, but you won't be able to enjoy it. Because there's going to be a price to pay. Get in trouble, Ham. There's going to be a price to pay for hearing God's word and never apply it. Those of us who have the privilege to hear what God has to say and keep living contrary, it's going to be a price to pay. You got to watch other folk eat. You're going to watch other folk get healed. You're going to watch other people be blessed because you won't believe what thus said the Lord because you're worried about who said it, who in charge, who in position, who the president, who run this, and nobody hearing what God got to say. Thank God for some lepers. Nobody ever says that. Your preacher gone crazy. Because he done said, thank God for some lepers. The folk nobody deal with. The folk nobody talk to. Thank God for some lepers. Because watch this. They know what it's like to go through problems. Here it is. Y'all really not gonna like this. Y'all really not gonna like this. So don't even look at me. I'm all right with you not looking at me. Look past me right now. Here's the shout of the day. Whether you're a leper or not, they're in the same family. That's y'all problem. Because you've been trying to live like you ain't got problems. But in this season you're in, people can't tell who the lepers or the non-lepers are. Everybody hungry. Everybody broke. Everybody left out. Everybody going sick. Good folk done got COVID. Blessed people done had COVID. Anointed folks done had COVID. And evil people never got it. Because problems are not based on merit. And you've been being a good boy all this time, and you've been thinking you don't deserve this. And you're looking at lepers who are in the same shape you're in. And you're supposed to be living better than lepers. And God is destroying the law right before our very eyes. These man-made laws, this stuff we done made lines of demarcation with the haves and the have-nots, those who know God and don't. We've been looking at our nose at our own brothers and sisters. We can't even go to a family reunion and say hello because we're too godly to eat a piece of chicken. Too godly just to say hello. And I ain't got to drink. I ain't got to smoke, but you still my family. But because you in church, you too good to talk to your own people now. Now all of us are lepers. All right. Y'all didn't come for this. Y'all didn't come for this. But I did. Lesson number one from the lepers. There's some lessons they teach us to enrich our life with the Lord. And we go get out of here and have a good day. Saints play what time? Because I already know where I am. What time Saints play? Oh, I got plenty of time to deal with this thing. Hold on. Lesson, look at John C. back there. Oh, he done found out. Lesson number one. Y'all ready? Lesson number one. Your present is not meant to be perpetual. Okay, that you don't like that. Your present is not permanent. Unless you want it to be. Y'all missed it. Your present does not have to be permanent. These lepers say, Bible says these lepers are standing outside the gate. This is where they always have been. The lepers are where they've always been because they know what problems look like. Some of us acting like we've never seen problems before. You grew up on the mothers and grandmothers who stretched a piece of meat from Sunday to Saturday, and you had a full belly every day. You come from people who have two different containers for grease, and it stretched day in, day out. You come from the stock who learned how to make a way where there was no way. You come from stock that teaches you how to be resourceful. You ain't always been balling. You act like you don't know what it's like to be hot in a building. Central air has messed some of us up. central heat has messed us up. I came up under gas heaters and gas lighters and fireplaces and heating up the gas stove and don't get too close to the stove because you might die from asphyxiation. I wish I had some help here. And if God brought us through that, why wouldn't God bring us through this? But watch this. Text says, these four lepers say amongst themselves, wait a minute. It's a famine. Everything is bad. But we still here. At some point in time, you got to start saying, am I going to sit here and die? Or am I going to make some progress in this? If the Lord called me, he ain't going to call me like this. I'm going to go and take a chance and do something better for my life. I'm not going to keep letting life happen to me. I'm going to do something about myself, and they're going to have to tell me no. They're going to have to reject me because I'm going to take my chances and giving myself a better life. If God say go get the business, go get the business. If God say go get the school, go to school. If God says you want to have it, go give it a try. They reason amongst themselves and say, why sit here and die? If we stay here, we're dying anyway. Yes. If we can kind of get over there with the enemy, because they got all that stuff. Because these lepers been watching the Syrians just get all that stuff from the... They got bread. They got other food. They got clothes. Why we can't have all that? Sit here and die? If we go and try to get it, they gonna kill us anyway. But I'm not gonna die not trying. Okay, y'all ain't ready for this. Your present condition does not have to be your permanent condition. I need to talk real quick to that complaining spirit who just always talking about the negative. Well, get off your do-nothing and try to do something better. If you're stuck in the bed, move to the couch. If you're in the couch, go to the other room. Stop just staying in the same place and letting life happen to you. Man, my hip almost done came here. I'm going to leave this alone. Ain't you tired of hanging around complaining, people? Guess what? You got bills, too. I'm hurting, too. Your back hurt, my foot hurt. Let's come together and help each other. I'm sick of hearing you complain. Can I have a chance to talk about what's wrong with me? Can I give you a chance? You ain't the only one. Why sit here and die? Not staying here to die. I'm going to find something else. Come, let us go. If we go to the Syrians and they kill us, we'll die there instead of here. If we live, we can got a testimony and say we live through it. But it's got to be more to my life than this. Who am I talking to right now? Who's telling yourself right now? God sent this word for you right now because somebody has been talking to themselves and ministering to themselves and saying, there's got to be more to my life than this. It's got to be better than this. It's got to be more than getting up every day and dragging through and barely making it. There's got to be joy after this. There's got to be peace after this. I know God got something else for me. Am I the only one who just tired of this? I need somebody to help me praise God. And this praise is going to let the world know, and we're going to let God know, and show them that the enemy know, I'm tired of this. I don't want this anymore. I want something better. I'm tired of this. They say, he say, she say, who with who? Who with them? Who love me? Who don't love me? They don't like me. She like me. Who got more money? They got more money. Who the boss? God, I'm tired of this. Yeah. of this. There's got to be more to my life than this. I'm tired of seeing young men kill themselves for nothing. I'm not going to laugh anymore at dope heads stacking on the road. There's got to be more to our lives than this. I'm tired of our kids never excelling. There's got to be more in here than this. Whether you're in a pandemic, whether you're virtual, whether you're in school, failure is not an option. I'm tired of this. Stop being so prideful and get your child some help. There's no shame in accommodations. There's no shame in special education. There's no shame in modification. There's no shame in extra help. There's no shame in remedial learning. There's no shame in tutoring. I'm tired of this. Why we sit here and die and don't have to? Why sit here and die and we don't have to go? There's got to be more to our life than this. When your life is motivated by gossip, living every day on social media is trying to see somebody else's business. Get yourself your own business. How about, oh Lord, here's God's word. Instead of you following everybody else, live so people want to follow you. Why sit here and tarry till we die? Because the present doesn't have to be permanent. God's already done his part, but you and I got to do our part. The job won't come knock. I got to go apply. Oh, Lord. And God can do it that way, but for you to learn that lesson from a leper, take your chance. Watch this. And the whole, here's the whole shout of this whole passage. They never stop being lepers. I say they never stopped being lepers, but they became blessed lepers. They became evangelizing lepers. They became renewed lepers. Oh, Lord. I wish I had some leprous folks who say I'm not everything I ought to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. I didn't want that, and so God brought me here for something better. Maybe you've never been told this. Thank you, Spirit of God. Maybe you've never been told this because your mother and father never told you this. Your grandparents never told you this. Your teacher and coach never told you this. But I'm coming to tell you this. God wants something better for you. God wants something better for you. God wants something better for you. God has something better for you. There's more to your life than what you see right now. You got to be careful not to live down to your own expectations. And you certainly can't live down to other people's expectations. Just because they say you're that don't mean I got to be that. You ain't never going to be nothing. Watch me. You watch what God do in my life. Keep counting me out. Keep writing me off. Watch God make a way. Watch God open doors. You got to start having an internal fortitude. You got to start having a mental fortitude to say, I'm not going to live like this. I'm not taking this lying down. And if I die on the battlefield, what they said, Bruce, we out here on their word. Because where I am now, wait a minute. The worst time to move is actually the best time to move. Who's that for? I ain't gonna look. Who's that for? That the worst time to move is actually the best time to move. You have every reason in the world to stay where you are. Every reason according to man to stay in that shell. You got every reason in the world, but I dare by five of you to trust the Lord and move from where you are. Because the worst time to move is really the best time to move. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch this. Y'all ready for this? Somebody got to go get it. Why not me? Why not you? Why not us? It's there for the taking. Why not us? Somebody got to go get it. Lord, have mercy. Lesson number one. Present is not permanent. It doesn't have to be. But, brothers and sisters, it's a choice that you and I got to make to move in the midst or wait till everybody else go. You got to stop. Do you hear them? Get your Bible. They don't be making stuff up. Get your Bible. 2 Kings 7, verse 3. Four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? We will enter into the city, the famine's in the city, and we shall die there. And we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall what? Live. If they kill us, we shall but die. We was already supposed to die here. So we were supposed to die here. We can't get worse going there. There's nowhere to go. But I don't want to live not knowing what God might have had for me. Do you hear something? You heard all that they said. Now I want you to hear what they didn't say. They never mentioned leprosy. The writer did. And you got to stop letting what people said about you cause you not to get past what's wrong with you. Watch this. You know what God's going to do for some of us? God's going to take some of us who folk know your dirt and still raise you up. Because I'd rather be a leper in a new place than be all this and never move. Because the same God that loved you with your won't say amen, stuck up, sanctimonious, religious self, loved the same me who done messed up. Only difference is you know my business and we all don't know yours. Y'all ain't gonna like it. Take the apron like this here. I gotta move to the next point, but you ain't gonna like this. Because we might be lepers, but we free. The rest of y'all church folk, y'all done got yourselves bound. Watch who you talk about, because they'll be the very ones God gonna use. They're gonna be the very ones. Ooh. Lesson number one, your presence don't have to be permanent. Lesson number two from the lepers, providence will always prevail. I said providence will always prevail. You don't understand that. Because you want to know why I use that big word called providence. What providence is? Providence means it's in the hands of God. Providence means God gonna work this thing out. Providence means God is in control. I'm gonna try it again until y'all say amen. Providence means God is in control. Not your boss, not the doctor. You ain't boss of yourself. God is in control. And he'll always prevail. You don't know what prevail means? Prevail means he wins. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Yeah. Providence always prevails. Did I say sometime? Always prevails. you got an answer for the devil. There is no answer for God. I can pray against devils. You can't pray or anything against God. What you gonna do with a God who made the earth in his image and made man in his image? What you gonna do with a God who made the oceans? What you gonna do with a God who made the universe? What you gonna do with a God who knows the very numbers of hairs on your head? Don't get this thing twisted. God's in control. Hello. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The earth, the world, and they that dwell therein. You think you run this. That's what's wrong with you. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all trying to run something. You got to be in control. And you feel yourself, And you feel yourself in life losing control. Yeah, you normally have the answer. You normally have the secret. Everybody comes to you for the answer. And now when they come to you, they see you in worse shape than them. You better start telling them, it's not about me. God is in control. Yeah, Lord. Here it is. Y'all ready? Providence always prevails. In the text says, they go at the twilight. They go at twilight after sunset. They go at twilight into the edge of the camp. They go to twilight, Fig. They went at twilight in between daylight and darkness. They go at the critical point where if you don't know it's day and don't know when it's night. Y'all got to read the Bible. They go at the time when nighttime ain't enough evil to get them. And in daylight where they can't take credit for themselves. In between darkness and daylight, they go to the enemy's camp. Taking a chance on themselves. Because the text never said Elisha spoke to the lepers. They making it off a word that they didn't even hear. They wasn't in Sunday school. They wasn't in Bible study. But a word was spoken. And since God's people didn't go get it, God said, I'm not going to waste my word. So if my folk don't want to get it, somebody will. And you'll be real surprised who gets it. Okay, y'all can look crazy all you want to. You better start hanging out with some lepers. Because they got nothing to lose. I can't hang with these church folk who so worried about how they look. What about talking about me? I want to hang around people who say, look here, man, I know I've been jacked up. But God took me. And God saved me. At twilight, they go and they see nobody in the camp. Wait a minute. This strong Syrian army has besieged Samaria, has besieged, has captured, and taken all their stuff. So it's nobody's stuff. It's neutral stuff. Because it's either stolen or stolen. They stole it. So if we steal it, is it really stealing? We know it don't belong to us, but it sure don't belong to them. We're lepers, which means we are Jews, which means that we committed a sin that got us in this shape. But we do know God. There's going to be a season that the enemy going to look like they got your stuff. Everything, And you're starting to get jealous and envious because enemies look like they got the very thing you prayed for. God says, sit still. Go when I tell you to go, because the very thing they took, they got to let go of. Watch this. You ready for your shout? Without a fight. I'm in the text, y'all. I ain't left the text yet. The text says, they go to the camp prepared for a fight. And ain't a soul there. What they don't know is that Providence already took care of it. But if they would never have walked by faith, they never would experience what God had for them. If they'd have stayed right where they were and let circumstances keep them bound, they never would have went and got. They find out nothing's there because God sent a noise. And they assumed, the Syrians assumed, that it was chariots, horses, and asses, donkeys. Chariots, horses, and donkeys. They heard a noise, and they assumed that the king of Israel had hooked up with the Egyptians and the Hittites, who are their enemies. Don't get mad. This is free. I ain't gonna charge you for this. Don't get mad because you're getting ready to see the folk who came together to get you. They finna start breaking up. They came together to get you out. Now they can't get along. They so paranoid about each other because the text says it was not the Hittites and the Egyptians. It sound like them. And when you know who you've been around talking, you know what they mess sound like. Because you know what you done said when you was with Hittites and Egyptians. So when you're a crook, you keep thinking everybody's trying to get you because you know how you really are. That's why some of y'all can't go to bed at night, because you with stolen stuff and you've been hanging with scandalous people. But when you don't hurt nobody, when you ain't trying to set nobody up, you can be broke and still go to sleep. You can be dressed up and still go to sleep. Because I got a question. How y'all got all this stuff and y'all ain't resting? How y'all got everything you work for and you ain't at peace? Because you've been hanging with Hittites and Egyptians. And you know that none of y'all are that sincere and got that much integrity. I'm an old history teacher. And there's a difference between, in wartime, an alliance. Because in alliance, we pledge that we're going to be on each other's side no matter what conflict comes. But then you got something else called an entente. E-N-T-E-N-T-E. It's an entente. That means we only come together for certain reasons. And there's some ententes in the church who only come together because they all have a common enemy. But when the enemy ain't around, we enemies again. I'll preach the thing by myself. Y'all can look crazy all you want to. And some of us can't praise God today because you're paranoid. Because you're wondering when the noise gonna come your way. You stole somebody's praise, stole somebody's anointing, stole somebody's purpose, canonized their name, killed their character, and you know your day coming. And you have no peace because you want to know when your day coming. Can I tell you how good your God is? Can I tell you how good your God is? Your God will make the enemies leave before it's even time to fight. They were so afraid of the noise, they didn't stick around to see the natives. That's a word for somebody. Because if you just make some noise, some stuff go get out. if you make the right noise, some enemies go get out of there.
Lord have mercy.
Look here. Bible says they leave because they think they hear chariots, horses, and donkeys. Do you know why this hit so home hard for the Syrians? Because in chapter 6, this is the very tool they used to try to attack Elisha and God's people. Read chapter 6. They used chariots, horses, and donkeys to a host to attack Elisha and God's people. Ain't it easy to say that the very thing you use to set other folks up is the very thing that'll get you? Be careful about digging ditches, because the very ditch you dig for somebody else will be the one you fall in yourself. Bible says, am I doing all right? Bible says, they walk to the edge and they see nobody there. And these dudes just say, instead of saying, no, it's too good to be true, they kept on walking. The Bible said they went to the uttermost part of the camp. They went in there. Tell somebody they went in there. Because they didn't see the people, but they saw the stuff. Watch this. They start seeing what they needed and not what's trying to block them. I wish somebody, y'all, tomorrow morning, make up in your mind that when I go to work, I don't see the boss. I don't see the coworker. I see my paycheck Friday. I come here not to see you. I don't come here to be your best friend. I come here to get my check. And when you change your perspective, some people aren't there no more. I see you, but I don't see you. I hear you, but I don't hear you, because I didn't come here for you. Listen, because you got to know. Don't forget where you are, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the enemy's camp. Stop trying to find friends in the enemy's camp. But you will find your stuff in the enemy's camp. Because the stuff the enemy took belongs to you. But don't think you got to have them. I need the stuff you got. Young people, you don't need that teacher to like you. You need what they're going to teach you. She don't like me. Oh, they gonna like me because I'm this. So, they got that degree. You don't have any. Sit down, get your pencil and paper, shut your mouth, say yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, get the information and march on and see what God got in store. You ain't there for nobody to like you. You there to learn. Get past this, saints. Because as a saint, you are never going to be liked by the world. Nobody going to like you in the world. It's the world. It's quiet now. And you up there raising hell because they don't like your child. Do you like your child? You up there raising hell because of like. Then they give you that progress report, zeros. Now you're looking crazy. Well, I don't know. We've been in some tough times. Now you're up there begging because you went up there talking. Oh, Lord have mercy. We praying against racism. We praying against elitism. We praying against classism. All them isms we praying about.